Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Easter. Easter is the great reversal, resurrection over crucifixion, love over hate, grace triumphing over sin, forgiveness healing broken lives. Easter, that German word for the meaning of unfolding to its highest, most meaningful level through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's the victory of all victories. We were enthralled last night during the final four, two to play on Monday night, and one will be crowned champion. And the alma mater of those schools will be so proud. But next year, only the alumni will remember who it was that won. But in that victory of victory being crowned with reversal of thorns that declared him to be the king of all who suffer, that is the victory of all victories, which is why then the Apostle Paul penned a word for the Roman Empire to take in the meaning of this, that in all your triumphs over millions of people, know the only victory that will last is the victory that comes by bending in the knee and confessing that Christ is Savior and Lord. So he wrote in that resurrection chapter of 1 Corinthians 15, but thanks be to God, he gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Read it with me. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the promise of this, we become an Easter people. And by being an Easter people, then it's the limitless meaning and application that Christ transforms everything. And in the power to transform, that means in your life today and forever. There's not a shelf life to it. It is, though, only has power in the direct proportion by which you are willing to believe and to act on the message. But by your willingness to believe, trust, lean into that ultimate trust fall that Christ is alive, then you receive the truth of what Paul also wrote, Christ in you, the hope of glory. When our emotions are walking through the valley of the shadow, there is the Christ to steady us in our uncertain world. There is the promise of God speaking to the doubts that can create despair in the midst of our reason, to say, I am alive. Lean into me, and I will guide you with the eyes of faith to see what reason can take you only so far to see, and then it will show you in the glory of all eternity. We become an Easter people by believing. Six reasons, six foundations of understanding by which we become then an Easter people, because this is true and it is real. I believe that Easter fits the nature of God's creation. As spring follows winter, sunrise follows sunset. So it is, it fits God's creation story that life goes on, that death does not have the last word in creation, and neither does it for your life or for my life. And the word believe means to trust, that simply believing and trusting in the truth of this gives us the capacity to know that we are winners in light of his victory of victories. I believe that nature today makes it easier to believe, not more difficult. I mean, to think of what we can accomplish in the technology of our smartphones, just them alone. What once was, well, just 10 years ago, when the iPhone was first released, who would have thought we would be so centered in this way of connecting? Just a little over a week ago, 31 of us were in Italy for a spiritual pilgrimage. Then we hopped on a bunch of metal that had the power to propel itself, thrust ourselves across an ocean at about 35,000 feet, landed safely, got back home. Can you imagine those who used to get from San Antonio to Austin by horse and buggy would think of that? I mean, just to think of the technological developments that we have achieved, and if we are not ego-centered, if we're not falling prey to the sense it's all about me or in us, we're in the wonder that God is revealing so much in his creation that we're just now having the capacity to step into what he's wanted to show us all along from the witness of nature. I believe because I've seen the Easter power in being with people who've died, in the sense of the life of people who in one moment were breathing and the next moment their breath stopped. Feeling in the midst of their witness that they were seeing something that I could not see, but I sensed from them that they were leaning into a greater reality than whatever that intensive care unit room could handle, or that hospice bed at home, or the asphalt pavement next to a car wreck on the side of a road. Some greater reality was unfolding in that moment, and they conveyed the story of the reality of the Christ. Mr. White was 100 years old, and I went into his assisted care unit room on the day of his birthday. He was crawled up in a fetal position, and his lips were moving. I couldn't hear what he was saying from the doorway, so I walked next to him, and I put my ears right next to his lips, and he was singing that great hymn, "Jacob, at the cross where I first saw the light. There the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and that has made me happy all my days." The next day, in his 100th year and one day, he left this earth. He was giving a witness of what he had seen for a century of what really matters and what lasts. It is what Christ accomplishes, what Christ can accomplish, and gives us the invitation to lean into his victory and know it for ourselves. You've been there. You've had your own near-death experiences. You've been there with loved ones. You've been there also in the midst of the anguish of a not knowing. And there's the promise of the Easter people saying, "He is alive. He is risen." We may go to Jerusalem today and step into the garden tomb and have a sense of where that first resurrection took place. We can have a sense of these women that Jerry and Allison read for us this morning that were the first indicators of a Easter people. These women to whom the resurrection was revealed because they were willing to be there. They were willing to be there with their questions. They were willing to be present in their grief. They would not be intimidated even when they didn't know how the stone would be rolled away. How much we sacrifice about victorious living, because we don't know all the answers when we think we need to know them, but they had a confidence that when they would arrive at the grave, someone would be there to roll the stone away, and only to discover it was no longer necessary to anoint a dead body because he was alive. You'll notice what they said. First is the evidence of absence, and then the evidence of presence. The angel said to them, "He is not here." The absence, he is risen, the evidence of his presence. What questions do you have? God wants you to bring those questions to him, not to keep you from him, but lean into the questions. Let them be some of the pathway that will actually take you to see him more clearly than any other time. I believe because the scriptures are reliable. 1,189 chapters that make up the Bible of 31,101 verses. No book has been more analyzed, criticized, turned inside out, been doubted, been filled with skeptical observations, and yet proven to be accurate and true. Has been proven to be that historical witness that has gone through the ages, and the heart of the Bible is that of the story of Christ in the work of the Gospels. No figure in history has been more studied, debated than the figure of Christ Jesus. And no one has stood the test of time like the Christ, the Son of God who came to earth because he loved us so much and won the victory so that we could win the victory, that we would know that God knows what it's like to be a human being and that God knows our life. The scriptures give that witness. I believe in the power of the resurrection because scriptures give a witness and they deal with unbelief directly, straight up. I mean, no one went to the grave expecting to see the resurrected Christ. And each of the accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they record that. And they record the kind of the dawning of a reality, like the dawning of the rising sun of 93 million miles away that can deliver rays of light on earth and keep us at the right temperature, the right light to be able to live our lives. And with the rays of faith, so it is that each of these witnesses went to the tomb to discover that indeed he was risen. The historical witness of that day surpassed the historical standards of the day of Jesus when the Bible was written. And it surpasses our standards of history today when we understand that reason can take us only so far, but it can take us to the edge by which then we can see with the eyes of faith. Don't hold back. Lean into its story, to its promise. So it was that that early apostle Peter, who knew that his broken life was healed by the forgiveness of the Christ, who then gave a witness to the story of the Christ that took him to Rome. And just when the persecution probably of Nero was reigning in madness across that domain of a million people, and Christians were being blamed, falsely accused like Christ was years before, they were accused for burning Rome. Christians were being martyred. On the Appian Way, the pathway into Rome, their Christians were being crucified. And Peter was on his way to leave Rome. That's where I would have been headed. But on his way out, he had that prayer experience called Quo Vadis, where the image of Christ came to him and said, "Where are you going, Peter?" "I'm leaving Rome." And Jesus said, "I'm headed to Rome." And Peter turned around. And in his arrest, he would be put in the Martyrian prison, the same place later where the Apostle Paul would be put. And they were placed there, and not long ago, some of us were there, where you can see the Roman Colosseum, where you can see the prison where they were. And in the midst of seeing that sight, there is the historical marker on the wall of the people who guarded Peter and Paul, and they became believers in Jesus Christ. See, that's the power. The power of knowing the story is true and applying the meaning to our life has the power to reveal the Christ for new beginnings, for promise. God doesn't want us to be just wishful thinkers. He doesn't want it to lead us in a make-believe life for a world that is cruel and mean. He wants us to have the power to transform our world by the reality of his presence. That's why he gave us Easter. He took that bully death on the cross, and he said, "Death, you think." Well, Paul would say, "Oh, death, where is your grave? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting?" He took the bully death, and he defeated death with life. And therefore, the fear of our own death, which we're all headed towards, has its good answer in the exclamation mark that Jesus has won that victory. I believe because lives are transformed today. It was Christmas season, and some of us were Christmas caroling in a nursing home. And the miracle of miracles is that my voice actually was somewhere on tune. And we asked the lady in a wheelchair, I said, "What would you like for us to sing? What's your favorite Christmas song?" And she said, "Because He Lives." I chuckled because she had her wits about her. She had her right mind. She knew that this Easter song was a Christmas song because he came and was born in Bethlehem, because he came and lived for those 33 years as a historical witness of the goodness of God, showing us what heaven is like Heaven is like Jesus turning the world right side up, and except in heaven there is no sin, there is no grief, there is no sorrow, there is no pain. And every word of Jesus on earth was showing us what really matters for eternity. And when we sing that to this lady, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. I know who holds the future. The power of this Christ speaks to us if we will have ears to hear and eyes to see and lives willing to trust. Lives are transformed today. People say today, I accept my need for Christ. I believe in the Christ. I confess my commitment. The ABCs of where the transformation happens inside of us. It's the power of the resurrected Christ. Christ in you today, this hope of glory. And I believe because I know it's true in my own life. I know in my own darkest periods of my human existence, that the goodness of Christ held me close. I know in my own wavering out of my humanity, in the fear that can strike us all, Christ said, just trust me. Leslie, let me hold you. Don't back away, don't back down. Let me shape you, mold you, fashion you, and take you. The transformation of his power for all of us. Which is why then, Paul at the end of the first written account of the resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15 wrote, therefore, my brothers and sisters, you'll recall that he opened 1 Corinthians 15 with that same statement, brothers and sisters. Linda Livingstone, we are grateful to God for you, that you've accepted a call to be the president of Baylor University. And the Brad, that you together as Livingstones, that you come together as a witness for faith in Jesus Christ. Brad is also a history teacher, and one of my niece's husbands studied history with him. And Linda, you're a called out witness of God's leadership for the world in which we're in. Each of us are on the front line. If not the president of Baylor University, where your terrain is, your territory, for you not to back down and to say there is a future beyond brokenness, there is a hope beyond despair, there is resurrection where people have only said there is defeat. God will not be defeated if we will be a people who will see his victory when all others only see loss. That's the reversal. And so Paul wrote, therefore, brothers and sisters, because this is true, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you can know that your labor in the Lord is never in vain. It matters with eternity. This is the victory of victories. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Lord, we have come as your Easter people, different ages, boys, girls, men and women. Some seekers knocking on the door of believing, others long-term believers, letting the update of our souls to be connected to your resurrected presence today.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.